I'm gonna be the dorky one who records and then re-records because it doesn't sound right. I did that because my other one just didn't sound right, you know? It is midnight, a little bit after midnight, where I am, so I'm gonna be kinda quiet, because I'm very tired, and also excuse my breathing, because I'm a little stuffed up, like, I've been sick anyway, so. Basically, this is gonna be a train wreck. Just a little bit of a train wreck. Germany. Have you seen The Producers? The Producers is this musical about these guys who have a plan to make a whole bunch of people. A whole bunch of people invest in a really terrible play and then get it on Broadway for only one night and have it close the same night it opens. So they'll take all the money the investors put into the show and steal it and run off. But the play they used was this horrible thing that ended up being really funny because the way it was acted and how crazily bad it was. It was called Springtime for Hitler. Anyway, in the movie, oh, you don't have Netflix, it's on Netflix. In the movie, they have, like, these dancers dressed up in all sorts of things that were supposed to be, you know, representative of Germany. Like, this one woman had a giant pretzel on her head, and another was dressed like, a mug of beer, and another had lots of draped in sausages. And anyway, I thought that was funny. I hope I didn't offend you. I really hope I didn't. That would be awkward. I think, though, that Germany is gorgeous. I love the language. Some people think it's harsh sounding. I don't. I don't know. There's something comforting about the sound of it, you know? I mean, come on. English, it doesn't sound that great. It really doesn't. You know? And I mean, we're both speaking Germanic languages, if you speak German and I speak English, you know. But I don't know, there's something pretty about German. I mean, it doesn't have quite the romantic quality of Italian or Spanish, or the seductive quality of French, but it's still there. It's good. What would be really funny is if I'm rambling about German and you don't speak German even though you live in Germany. It happens. But, spoiler alert, this is probably gonna be terrible because I'm just going off the top of my head before I go to sleep. It might be just the worst audio that ever anyone has suffered to listen to. I completely understand if you're baffled as to why I thought this was suitable to send out to anybody. But, so, Liebling, you wanted to know about education. It differs from county to county and from state to state, the kind of crap people deal with. It is crap. People here are obsessed with going to college, and they don't care how. What they should be obsessed with is staying in college and getting a degree. The kids think that it's a place. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them think it's just a place to drink and do drugs and have sex and party all the time with classes on the side. What type of foolishness is that? The U.S. charges students so much money. I mean, before someone graduates, they spend almost $50,000 minimum. Minimum on tuition alone. It is insane. And then once you're there, if you live on campus, you have to pay for housing, you have to pay for food, you have to pay the printers if you don't have your own printer, you have to pay the laundry machines freshman year, and then you move someplace that has laundry inside it. Some people don't. Almost everyone who goes here works on top of full-time course loads. I've been looking for a job, but honestly, I'm thankful I didn't have one, because if I had a job on top of everything, I'd probably break down. So many people are worn thin in the American education system. Schools were modeled after prisons, you know. The bells, the confined spaces. Kids don't come to school because they love learning. They come to school because they have to. A lot of kids drop out. A lot of kids, the pressure gets to them heavy. Like they're taught everywhere they turn that the only thing that matters is their grades. When grades don't measure ability, they just measure how well you can regurgitate information onto paper or onto digital formats. You could be an incredibly brilliant person who just decides never to turn in their homework for the rest of their lives. People will think they're not good at school, but really, after a time, your actual qualities shine through. But in high school, everyone's obsessed with GPA in America, even though it's the least important thing about school, in my opinion. It's not to say we don't need grades, it's just to say that the pressure needs to be put in the right place, not on children getting a score on a piece of paper, but on them learning how to learn, how to take information and think critically about it, how to apply what they're learning in the classroom into the world they see around them, how to make learning a hunger so they're always looking and always seeking new information, how to apply it to their lives, never being satisfied with just the stupid drivel like it's fed to us through the media. It's like, teach the kids not just to look at the first article they see, but look at multiple from multiple countries about the same story and compare and contrast and all that stuff, you know? Don't just show them how to write a paragraph, you know? Show them how to show someone else how to write a paragraph. Anyway, I'm rambling. But as for our teachers, they're very personal. They're very kind, most of them. A lot of the teachers I've come across are very social with students, as in, you know, they'll have casual conversations sometimes. They're genuinely interested in our lives. Outside of class, it feels like a lot of them, I mean, I'm an English major, so I don't know how any other like science or math teachers are, but for me, I've had, you know, several teachers who, you know, they like sitting before class and just chatting with students or listening to us talking, commenting and stuff. They like hearing about the crazy stuff we get up to. I mean, I don't get up to anything crazy, but I say we collectively. They like getting to know us. It helps them grade us. It helps them engage us in class. They're usually accessible through office hours or a quick talk after class or before class. But, I mean, if you're shy like me, you don't often go to office hours and all that stuff. But for the most part, I really like my teachers. Some are tougher than others, of course, but for me, the toughest professor I ever had is one of my all-time favorites. I wonder, what else did you ask me about? Oh, the testing thing, yeah. Nah, you get one shot, one time to take a test, and if you fail it, you fail it, and if you get an A, you get an A. Every single test is one shot only. Essays, on the other hand, sometimes you can revise essays depending on the teacher, but tests? Oh, no. You get the grade you get. And the only times it's possible for you to revise scores on tests is in incredibly singular situations. Like something major would have had to have happened for you to need to retake a test. It just doesn't happen because it's not fair to the other students, you know? Like, you were given the exact same amount of time as everybody else, and because we have so many tests throughout the year, like, you don't. But because we have several tests throughout this semester, there's no point in it. Like, it's not the only assessment we have. And you also ask, is there, like, a way for me to cut down on the work I do? No. I'm in my last semester of undergraduate studies. My very last. And my last. And my last, semester as an undergrad means that I need everything out of the way. I need all of my classes passed. I need everything done, you know? And it is so important that I pass everything. And not just pass it, but pass it highly. And I have no room for error, which sucks, because I can always see myself, I can already see myself falling so far behind in some classes, and in others I'm just a little bit behind. There's only like one or two classes I'm completely on top of. It's almost annoying. It's like, this is the most I've ever had coursework wise, you know, in school. And this is the semester I planned to have the least coursework on. And I don't spend that much time actually in class, but all the time I spend out of class is just like, you have to just work. Sometimes it feels so much, it feels too much. But I've been praying, and while it's stressful on the outside, deep inside, though, I'm calm. But it's nice to hear someone talk to me. And especially since they've been holding their silence for a good amount of time. Am I right? So, you've been listening to my audios for a long time. I didn't even know anyone followed my stuff like that. So, I appreciate it a lot. I think it's sweet of you. Liebchen, I have a question. Do you think, since, and good luck on your exams, but since your exams are almost over, do you think you might do a cuddle audio for me? Please. Please, please, please. I really like your voice. It's very comforting. And I'm surprised you haven't done anything on PTA before. Because it really is. It's very, very soothing. If you want to speak in German, that'd be awesome too. I'm just saying, I would really appreciate it. Anyway, I probably should get going. I have a test in the morning. Luck on your tests. And sweet dreams. And thank you so much for your audio. Thank you. Wait, how do you say it? Danke. Dankeschön, Liebchen. Alright. Guten Nacht. That's probably horrible German, but I hope it made you smile.